We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Jury selection begins in a couple of hours in the latest trial of singer R. Kelly. The proceedings are taking place at the Dirksen Federal Building in the Loop. The story from WBBM, Steve Miller.
Chicago-born singer R. Kelly went on trial here in 2008, accused of sex crimes, just as he is now. Then, one of the key charges revolved around a sex tape, which prosecutors said involved Kelly and a teenage girl. The girl did not testify, and Kelly was acquitted. Jurors said one of the reasons for acquittal was because she did not testify. Now, in this trial, 14 years later, she is expected to. Kelly is facing charges related to intimidating and paying off witnesses in that 2008 trial, and charges of forcing minors into sex and charges of child pornography. Last year in New York, Kelly was convicted of sex crimes and had already started serving a 30-year sentence before he was brought here to Chicago for this trial. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Three people are recovering after being shot in a parking lot outside Six Flags Great America in Gurnee. The shooting was reported just as the park was closing last night, and the area was immediately put on lockdown. Nicole Ellsworth tells CBS 2.
We were getting ready to leave, so we were walking towards the entrance or the exit. We were probably, maybe 20, 30 feet away, and I was pulling my daughter in a wagon, and all of a sudden, I just heard, it sounded like a firecracker. It was very loud, and it was just so many shots so fast, and everybody kind of just froze for a second, and then it was just chaos after that. Everybody ran back in towards the park.
Police say the shooting took place outside the park, and it appeared to be a targeted incident.
A retired Chicago police officer is hospitalized after being shot during an attempted robbery on the west side yesterday afternoon. Police say at least one gunman approached the victim near Independence and Grenshaw and announced a robbery. The former officer also pulled a gun. Shots were exchanged. He was shot in the arm and taken to a hospital for treatment. Police say the alleged robber may also have been hit, but he has not been found.
Police are still looking for the vehicle involved in a deadly hit and run in South Shore that was captured on video that circulated online. Three men were killed and at least one person was injured after being hit in the 7,000 block of South Jeffrey around 5 a.m. yesterday morning. In the video posted by the website CWB Chicago, a group can be seen standing in the street when what appears to be a silver sedan traveling at a high rate of speed plows into them, flipping some of the victims into the air. This all happened outside the Jeffrey Pub, said to be the oldest LGBTQ+ bar on the South Side.
A reward is being offered in connection with a CTA shooting.
Cook County Crime Stoppers passed out a flyer at the 79th Street Red Line stop this weekend, offering a $15,000 reward for help finding the two people wanted for the shooting death of 29-year-old Deontay Moon. He was shot at that stop last weekend, Saturday, August 6th. The flyer shows the two suspects, one wearing a red hoodie and jeans, the other was last seen in a black jacket and jeans. Police also released surveillance video. The deadly shooting was one of the recent violent incidents on Chicago public transit that has prompted police and the CTA to increase security. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Authorities are looking into an incident on Lake Michigan over the weekend where a boater was attempting to anchor in an area just north of Navy Pier, and the boat ran over two women on a raft. Both were reportedly critically injured. Authorities say no charges have been filed as the incident is still under investigation.
A tournament involving the largest growing sport in the U.S. is coming back to the northern suburbs over the Labor Day weekend.
The Association of Pickleball Professionals, or APP, Chicago Tour runs August 31st through September 4th in Highland Park, says APP founder and Libertyville native Ken Herman.
This is our second year, Nancy, going back to Highland Park, so we're really excited about being back here in the North Shore.
He says even if you don't know the names of top players like Zane Navratil and J.W. Johnson, pickleball has wide appeal.
It is a family sport that everyone can get out and play. And unlike tennis, which can take years to get good at, The learning curve is very simple, it's very easy, and players progress rapidly.
The tour is expected to attract 600 professionals and amateurs. Registration runs through the 20th. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
The spotlight was on veterans yesterday at the Illinois State Fair.
On this day, to honor veterans and Gold Star families, State Agriculture Director Jerry Costello said he knows a thing or two about sacrifice.
As a veteran myself, and someone who experienced the loss of my best friend, godfather to my youngest daughter in Afghanistan in 2006, I want to say thank you so, so much for your service, for your commitment, and for your sacrifice. Without you, we do not have the country that we know.
Governor Pritzker said veterans make up one quarter of his cabinet. At the Illinois State Fair, Dave Dahl, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, here's why some hotel guests in Michigan might say PBR me ASAP. That's because a Pabst Blue Ribbon theme is being offered at a motel in Traverse City. The Traverse Motel now has three rooms that come complete with retro video games, shag carpeting, record players, and cans of cold PBR beer. The motel is part of a larger advertising campaign across various media and social media platforms, as well as outdoor advertising.
In other news, one person is dead and three others hurt after a shooting on the Reagan Tollway in Oak Brook yesterday. Police say a vehicle was heading eastbound near York Road when someone fired shots from another car. The first car then crashed. One man died after being taken to a hospital, while another was treated for gunshot wounds. Two other people were treated for injuries suffered in that crash.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.